I want to speak to Claire in the meantime, Claire Barnett, who's from the RSPB, Northern Ireland Conservation Team. Claire, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Claire, you want us, and a lovely day for it, you want us to start counting the birds.
Well, this weekend I do, yes, absolutely. So this is our 39th year of the Big Garden Bird Watch.
And what does it involve? Like, I presume we could stand and look out the window all day. That would be a big garden bird watch, but there must be more to it than that.
So RSPB is asking everyone, or any people that could take part, to spend 1 hour this weekend, either Saturday, Sunday, or we've extended it until Monday, looking out, well, your kitchen window or your living room window into the garden and just counting the number of birds that you see.
And do we have to make a little note, or do we just go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and so
well,
on?
Well, first of all, what I'd like you all to do is go on to the RSPB web page, and if you go to rsvb.org.uk/birdwatch, it'll send you to a portal which will allow you to download a pack. And within this pack, you will get a bird ID chart and all the explanation that you require to take part. But basically what we want to do is count the highest number of birds that you see. So you'll tick, if you see 3 blackbirds all at one time, you'll write 3. But if you see over the hour, if you see like 5 coming in and out, count 3 as your highest number.
So, that's to allow for seeing the same one twice.
Exactly, exactly.
Okay, that's a good system. I'm expecting to see what, looking out into my garden, I'm expecting to see a blackbird. I'm expecting to see magpies, 2 or 3 magpies. Just thinking of ones I see, and a couple of robins. That's basically what I would see most days in the garden. What other ones would be here this time of year?
Well, we'll get house sparrows and chaffinches, and of course all our tits. So there's blue tits and grey tits floating about. And if you've got time now to set up a good feeding station in the garden, so get your the peanuts and mealworms and seed out, and you'll get a good selection of birds coming in. And please don't worry if you don't have a garden. You can do this in a park, any open green space is perfectly all right to do this.
And a lot of those birds are around, or have they gone away and they've now come back?
Well, we get a lot of summer migrants, obviously, coming through in the summertime, but we have a lot of residential birds. And those garden birds are the ones that are here all year round. And this survey, this is what's so important about it from a conservation perspective. So we have all these wonderful people. So there's over 500,000 people across the UK take part in this every year. And all the data they collect within this 1 hour provides us with really essential information on how our garden birds are doing. So whether it's magpie or a robin or a coal tit, a collared dove, whatever species, this information allows our scientists to work out what birds are in trouble and what birds are doing well.
Am I less likely to have a variety of birds because I have magpies?
No, not necessarily. Absolutely not. No reason.
They are a bit of a bully all the same.
They're big birds, yes, they certainly are, but they'll not scare away the smaller birds.
The best fun of all is the robin. They're just incredibly friendly. I reckon that if you were, I suppose, dedicated enough, you could get a robin to come up and eat off your shoe.
Well, actually, we have our Portmore Reserve just outside Achillea. We have a brilliant volunteer named Robin, and he has actually got a robin to come and eat out of his hand. So we know it's the same robin, and he's got very used to Robin the volunteer, but he will actually come and feed out of his hand because he trusts him to do that. So I'm not recommending this, but yeah, they are very friendly. They're very inquisitive, and they're very territorial.
Should we be keeping the cat out of the garden this weekend?
Well, what we want you to do is carry on as normal, but you know that with cats, usually the best thing is if you can, put a bell on the cat and that'll give the birds fair warning.
That's a good idea. That is a good idea. Funny, every day is a school day. You know, it's the most obvious thing you could do. I'm sure people the length and breadth of the country are saying, Frank, that's exactly why a cat has a bell on its collar. That's why it has a bell on its collar. I've never made the connection. Just be honest. Never made the connection. In fairness, I don't have a cat. But that's a darn good way of saving the birds. Get your cat to rattle. So the website again, if people want to take part.
rspb.org.uk/birdwatch and we're also asking to record any other wildlife they see in the garden, and not just in that hour, but any time you know you've got hedgehogs or foxes or badgers coming through, do record that for us as well.
Yeah, I'm never far away from a fox where I am. Claire, it'd be a lovely way to spend an hour. Thanks for telling us. Thank you.
Frank, thank you very much.
Claire Barnett there, not from the Domain, but from the Northern Ireland Conservation Team. She's the team leader with the RSPB. And do you have an hour? to actually count the birds so as they can do some research. Yeah.